How are your crab cakes?
Kind of funky.
That's great.
It is? Does funky mean something different in India?
No. You've always wanted to send your food back at a restaurant. Here's your chance.
It's okay. I just won't eat them.
Well, don't be ridiculous. Waiter?
Everything all right?
Yeah. Everything all right with you?
Yes.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Wait, hold on. Isn't there something else you wanted to tell him?
No, it's fine. He's from a different country. He doesn't understand our ways.
Don't be silly. Just tell him.
I have to go to the bathroom. And it's not because the crab cakes are funky.
So you're okay here?
Yeah, sorry. She's just a little shy. The first time we met, she was so nervous, she climbed out a bathroom window to get away from me.
My brother. Now Ogre Thanksgiving is ruined.
That is amazing. He made me care about the ogre.
All right, Amy, there's one ogre left. Take him out.
Okay.
Yeah. Tell me that TSA agent. Come on.
19! Yeah! Yes! This is turning out to be even better than Vegas.
No, it's not.
Lucy?
Hey, long time no see.
You don't know me very well, but each time you crawl out a bathroom window to escape my company, it chips away at my masculinity.
I'm sorry.
But why would you leave like that?
You were pushing me. I clearly didn't want to send my food back, and you tried to make me do it anyway.
Okay, if I upset you, then why didn't you just say something?
Well, how can I tell you I'm upset if I can't tell the woman at Supercuts that my forehead's my best feature? It's scary.
Yeah, well, I like you a lot, and that's scary for me. Mostly because you're a proven flight risk.
How could you like me a lot?
Well, for one thing, you have bigger emotional problems than I do, and I find that very attractive in a woman. I don't know, I think you're wonderful.
I'm sweating out of my head.
The dragon falls from the sky, crashing into the volcano.
Hey!
Wait. He's not dead. He crawls out, spreads his wings, and prepares to attack.
Get away, wait. Doesn't he say something first? You know, maybe in the voice of a beloved celebrity?
Fine. You'd think, after all these years, I'd know not to fly over volcanoes. I'm a friggin' idiot.
Christopher Walken, that's perfect.
All right, Amy, it's your turn. We need one more hit. Finish him off.
Here we go. 15?
It's a hit. The dragon collapses to the ground.
No, wait. And says...
Mother, is that you? Your little boy is coming home.
Oh, I don't know about you guys, but I've been through the emotional ringer tonight.
This may be the potion talking, but you are one fine-ass dungeon master.
Oh, yeah? Well, when we get home, I'm gonna take you on a whole different adventure.
Another quest by Wallowitz. Count me in.
Sheldon, they're talking about sex.
Oh, then I'm out.
Oh,
I have an idea. Since it's not happening anytime soon, why don't your character and your character do it in the game?
Come on, back me up here.
Oh.
I cast a love spell on Sheldon and Amy.
Sorry, I thought you were going to do it.
The love spell takes effect. When Sheldon looks at Amy, she is the most beautiful half-orc he's ever seen. And he's overcome with a desire to rip her armor off and gaze fondly at her four hairy breasts. When Amy sees Sheldon, he looks, you know, just like Sheldon, because apparently she's into that. What do you do?
I don't like this. You see what happens when you let girls play D&D? Amy? Amy? Amy?
What?
Never knocked on my own door before. That was a wild ride.
You don't have to come in here and cheer me up.
Thank you. Would you go tell everyone else that? Because they sure think otherwise.
I'll tell you what they think. They think our relationship is a joke.
Well, I don't think our relationship is a joke. I think a horse goes into a bar, bartender says, "Why the long face?" That's a joke. It's a good one, too, because a horse has a long face.
Sheldon, are we ever going to have an intimate relationship?
Oh, my. That's an uncomfortable topic. Amy, before I met you, I never had any interest in being intimate with anyone.
And now?
And now what?
Do you have any interest now?
I have not ruled it out.
Wow. Talk dirty to me.
I know it doesn't seem like it to you, but for me, what we have is extremely intimate.
I guess I know that. It's just, part of me wants more.
More? I mean, look at us. It's only been 3 years. Here we are in bed together.
Come on. Let's go back out there.
You wouldn't. Hold on. My elven magic user and your half-orc warrior did have a love spell cast on them. We wouldn't really be playing the game right if we didn't see that through.
Okay.
I believe that we just killed the dragon. While the others pillage the corpse, I lead you to a secluded area where I attempt to remove your leather armor. It comes off.
Oh.
What do you do?
Kiss you on the lips.